Waco, Texas. Whenever I see the name Waco pop up in the news, I sense something big is coming. Years ago, when a small church community fell into bitter conflict with federal and local government officials, it would blossom into the nightshade of death. We remember it as Branch Davidian, when men, women, and children perished in a maelstrom of fire. It reminded me of the MOVE massacre of May 13, 1985, just marking its 30-year anniversary. And it also reminds me of the recent bust of over 170 bikers involved in the crazy violence at a Waco's Twin Peaks restaurant recently. When bond was set at $1 million for each defendant, or $170 million total, I felt it even more. Branch Davidian, MOVE, and now these bikers had something in common. All had been demonized. If 170 armed bikers were equally involved in the violence, there would have been more, far more, than 9 people dead. But it is a big case, and careers are made and grown. Already, Waco officials are salivating for the death penalty. But McLennan County, Texas, ain't Manhattan. Trial costs will undoubtedly skyrocket. And that ain't even counting defense counsel for 170 men, many of whom will have antagonistic defenses or bikers flipping on other bikers. Soon, when the fires cool, when passions die down, when some officials begin looking at county budgets, perhaps sanity will prevail. They may be banditos, but they ain't demons. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.